This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, so for the first time, we just did a mock draft. Who do you want out of the six guys we offered up in this mock draft by an NFL insider? Cornerback Mansoor Delane from LSU, tackle Caden Proctor from Alabama, edge rusher TJ Parker from Clemson, interior offensive lineman Emmanuel Pregnon from Oregon, defensive tackle Omari Washington from Oregon, and safety Dylan Thienemann from Oregon. Played at Purdue for a while. Who do you want? Here's the feedback that's come in. TJ Parker, go get the offensive lineman at 50. That's from Ryan. So he goes edge rusher. I take Proctor, tackle, with zero hesitation. That's from Dan. Ryan from Milford says, out of those choices, I'd take Caden Proctor, tackle from Alabama. From Johnny McComb, I'm selecting Caden Proctor, offensive tackle for the Lions. From Kyle Fisher, TJ Parker. He goes edge rusher. From Dan, Emmanuel Pregnon is who I'm taking. The Lions should tackle a center or should get a tackle or center in the draft and secondary and edge via free agency. Interesting because you went. Okay, so you got Pregnon at center. From Brian in Houston, Caden Proctor at 17. From an unnamed texter, Caden Proctor from Alabama with the number 17 pick in the 2026 draft. That's from Cody outside Ford Field with a sign that says tickets for sale. From an unnamed texter, the big boy Proctor from Alabama. Unnamed texter says Emmanuel Pregnon, offensive line help in the middle. Goff can't scramble in the middle of the pocket. In the middle of the pocket breaks down, but can move in the pocket if their edges crash. Loss of Ragnar was the biggest part of their offensive line problem. Okay, Gator, is the pick in?
The pick is in.
All right.
With the 17th selection in the 2026 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select offensive tackle Caden Proctor, Alabama.
Okay, why'd you go that direction?
I went that direction because I think it's clear and obvious they need another tackle on this team. I don't think Taylor Decker's going to come back, and if he does come back, for how long? I think they have to have that next guy ready. Caden Proctor has played his entire career at left tackle, has not played right tackle. Penei Sewell, I think, is an easy can to slide to the left, but this gives you versatility. Whether you can keep Penei at the right side, and he's still awesome, he gets paid like he's a left tackle. I don't think he minds all that much. So I think to have two really athletic tackles, because Caden Proctor is incredibly athletic for a guy who's 6'7 and 366 pounds, I just like that idea of cementing and that left tackle position. He's gotten better over his career at Alabama. And I think it's a screaming need. It's a really good talent at that spot, and that's where I look at it. I think the other players, there's cases to made for all of them, but I think out of all those guys, this guy is probably the most talented of that group. So that's where I'm going.
Kang, is your pick in?
Yeah, I'm going to do something Brad Holmes doesn't do, and I'm drafting on position, and I think they need a tackle. I agree with you, Gator. I'm going Proctor myself. doesn't look like Decker's coming back. And at worst, you still get depth there, which they didn't really have depth there. Who knew? Raise your hand if you knew who Hubbard was. And, right? I mean, they can't go that deep again. The offensive line is so important to this team. And I'd love to fill out every position, but you only get one pick in the first round as of right now. And I'm going with Proctor. He's not my number one tackle, though, but if he's the best one available, that's who I'd pick.
Okay. For me, the pick is in. With the 17th pick of the 2026 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select defensive tackle Amari Washington from Oregon. So a couple things about this. This draft is shaped, and this pick right now is shaped with the idea that Taylor Decker is still their right tackle. And I'm going to accept that the center position is going to get addressed in free agency because I would rather have a veteran center than a rookie center. In fact, as I look at offseason priorities, that is the number one priority, is to go get a veteran center. Now, there's one out there that's going to cost, an arm and a leg, and everybody is going to want, and that is Lindebaum from
Baltimore.
But if you can get him, fantastic. I mean, fantastic. That would be a home run free agent signing. If you can't get him, I'm sorry, I don't want to have a rookie center. I mean, unless you've got somebody you know is going to wear a gold jacket someday and you think he's going to be great right out of the gate, I have to go veteran there. So I'm passing on the interior offensive lineman. I'm rolling the dice with Taylor Decker, which of course could change, but for now, as far as we know, he's the right tackle. You can't go high resource with every position, which means if you can afford him, Elquidi Muhammad might be your edge rusher, the opposite side, a double-digit sack guy this year. So that brings me down to Thieneman, the safety, and
Washington.
And Washington, Amari Washington, my pick. I love Amari Washington's game. He is an absolute beast who can run as a defensive tackle. He's got great size and strength. And so I'm working the odds here a little bit at roster management.
Sure.
And that's why I'm going to go with Amari Washington, the defensive tackle from Oregon.
Yeah, there's one thing you said that I totally agree with, and that is when it comes to center, I want a veteran.
Yeah.
And if they're able to somehow find a – first of all, Lindebaum has to become Lindebaum or Linderman? Tyler.
Yes, him.
He has to be.
Lindebaum.
Lindebaum has to be available. And I don't know if Baltimore is going to sign him long-term or not, but they have first crack at doing so. But if he hits the free agent market, then the guys who are in charge of the salary cap for the Lions have got to do everything in their power to manipulate that cap as much as they can and sign this guy. Because I want the veteran. On the offensive line, there are known commodities. Those are NFL players. The unknown are the college guys. And yeah, I took Caden Proctor with my pick at left tackle. I'd feel good about that, but it's coupled with an offseason signing in free agency to get a center on this team that makes all the sense in the world. I think there's a couple other centers, though nowhere near as talented as Lindebaum. But that's where my head is as well. I'm looking at free agency to fix at least one of the spots they have on the offensive line.
Now, the Ravens, before they let Mark Andrews get to free agency, before they let Travis Jones get to free agency, they signed new deals in the week leading up to free agency. So I think we're going to be watching this Tyler Lindebaum situation as closely as we can. But, you know, the exercise of doing this isn't because we think this mock draft, which was published on The Athletic by Nick Baumgartner, is going to be exactly what's going to happen.
No, this is.
But this is why we'll
1.0
do
1.0 from Nick, yeah.
This is why we'll do a million of these between now and the draft, is if this is how it plays itself out, what is your logic and who would you go get? 248-539-9797. If you want to comment on this, give what your strategy might be. We go to Dean in Windsor. You're on 97.1. Hi, Dean.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
All right, Dean.
I would love to get Reuben Bain from the Miami Hurricanes.
Yep.
Him opposite of Hutch, that would be unstoppable.
Well, a couple things about that. One is in this mock draft, he was off the board at 12 to Dallas. Yeah, so he would be a trade-up scenario. I mean,
I would love that.
Do you think the Lions truly have a problem rushing the quarterback right now?
No, I will. Yes. Okay. No, and yes. If that's
yeah,
possible.
I want to hear why. I'm interested. Yeah.
So, when everybody's healthy, they had no problem getting to the quarterback. They were alleviating the pressure off of Hutch. He wasn't getting double teamed as much. It was opening him up. Muhammad was playing phenomenal this year. The injuries kept just delaying everything. And then, obviously, we do need offensive tackle. I love Proctor. I'm a huge fan of that one. But I don't know. I think Holmes is going to be up to something. Let him cook at the draft. You know, go get that center. I would just love to have all that.
Well, you'd love to be able to use all your top resources to go get top players. Of course.
My first real take on this.
Yeah.
You know, I know we just did the mock draft and the players. You narrow it down to six and we go with it. My first real take on this is that I think they trade back to try to get more draft capital.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how many true difference makers there are in this draft where you absolutely have to stay where you're at. I think there might be a lot of good players, maybe not great players. So add more good because you can't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Can't get to the great. And I think that's probably, in my mind, that's what I think Brad Holmes is going to do.
Well, I suspect Brad Holmes, whoever he takes, will take the best player available. Like all of us, we all discuss need. And, you know, it's funny, Kang, because you nailed two picks last year based solely on best player available and what would feel like the most Holmesian move. And you were right, and it was awesome. But at the end of the day, I still think we do something that Brad Holmes almost never does. I think he gets specific with needs in free agency, and then he just takes talent in the draft. I kind of hope he crystallizes a little bit more based upon this season's, you know, being what it was, because it was not what he would want or what anybody would want it to be. The Lions finished. You had the sack numbers up earlier. They finished third?
Fourth
in sacks?
In the NFL, yes.
They were top half in pressure percentage, so that... Pressures are an important stat, but pressure percentage is how often do you put, like, out of 100 dropbacks, how many times are you in the quarterback's face? They were at 22.4%, which is top half in the league. Number one was Denver at 29.7%. So it's not a problem, but it's also not the best it could be. And like our guy called up and said, that would be unstoppable. It's attractive to get better there, for sure.
Yeah, I'm not ignoring edge rusher. I've identified a couple guys I'd like to have later in the draft that we'll get to in weeks to come. But for this purpose, I'm not looking at an edge rusher with that 17th pick. Unless, say, Bain becomes available, yes. If Bailey is available, yes. But looking at the Lions' issues, not necessarily getting home in the quarterback was one of them. However, passing was a problem. You know, they were... I think 18th in the NFL in passer rating against, with a 92.5 passer rating against. It's not good enough. You know, this is with a team that the year before did a much better job, and particularly in the second half of the season, they were outstanding. But this year, not so much. And I think it's obvious why. It had so much attrition with the injuries, and your safeties go out. You know, you have Kirby Joseph for five games, and Brian Branch misses the last four games or whatever it was, and you know, the corners are in and out, and you've got backups to the backups getting hurt. So it was a disaster out there, and that's an easy area to improve on if they can stay healthy.
We didn't tell you who Baumgartner took, did we?
We did not.
Okay, let's get to that at 12:46. 248-539-9797. And more of your phone calls. Lions at 17. Who do they walk away with, according to one NFL insider? That is straight ahead on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.